Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, ones I hope will reach and grab at least some of you, and I hope some of them will grab you. And also put in occasional odd things, a recording, a joke, a story. I call those things wombats. And tonight is a wombat night. I have at least three things that probably should be considered as wombats. The first one, though, is, partially a wombat. It's called Soon I Will Be Done. And many years ago, I was at a concert, and some friends of mine had organized a little group and came in and performed this song. I'd never heard it before, and I loved it. So when I remembered it a few years ago, I went out on the web and searched for it and found this recording. And it's by a group called the Sound Gospel Train. I believe they're from Eastern Europe. But in any case, it's an American gospel song. I love the way the voices weave together. So this is Soon I Will Be Done by the Sound Gospel Train.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world,
yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world, going home to live with God.
Gospel Train. The next song is a traditional folk song. It's called Two Sisters. There are many different versions of it. This one is sung by Ann Price, a friend of mine. I'm happy to say I attended her wedding and have seen her son grow up and become a successful computer person, which is my field. So this is Ann Price singing Two Sisters.
There was an old woman lived in the West, way down. There was an old woman lived in the West, way down by the sea. There was an old woman lived in the West. She had two daughters of the best. I will be true to my love if my love will be true to me. There came a young man a-courting them, way down. There came a young man a-courting them, way down by He gave the young one a fine gold ring, way down, way down. He gave the young one a fine gold ring, way down by the sea. He gave swam way down, way down. She sometimes sank and she sometimes swam way down by the sea. She sometimes sank and she sometimes swam until she died at the miller's dam. I will be miller's boy, he came down at dawn, way down, way down. Miller's boy, he came down at dawn, way down by the sea. Miller's boy, he came down at dawn. He cried, "Come, Papa, for some has drowned. I will be true to my love if my love will be true to me." Well, from her skin he made a banjo head, way down, way tuning pegs, way down, way down. From her fingers he made the tuning pegs, way down by the sea. From her fingers he made the tuning pegs. He carved the fingerboard from the bone of her leg. I will to my love if my love will be true to me. And the only tune that that banjo would play, way down, way down. Only tune that that banjo would play, I will be true to my love if
That was Two Sisters by Anne Price. The next song is I See Fire by Ed Sheeran. And he wrote this music for the movie The Hobbit. And I believe its purpose was to convey the forces at work in that movie, the powers, the magic. There was something very mystical about the whole scene. And I believe this song does a great job. I feel I can feel great forces at work here. I see fire.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below. Keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over during suns. If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out, Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. High. And if we should die tonight, we should all die. Raise a glass of wine for the last time, calling out, Father, oh, prepare as we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees, and I see fire hollowing souls. I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember. To the flame, calling out, Father, oh, hold fast and we will watch the flames burn open on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire trees, and I see fire hollowing soul. I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. And if the night is burning, I will cover my eyes, for if the dark returns, then my brothers will die. And as the sky is falling down, it crashed into this lonely town, and with that shadow upon the ground, I hear my people screaming out. And I see fire inside the mountains. I see fire burning the trees.
Oh, you know a sore city burns.
I See Fire by Ed Sheeran. Well, it's wombat time. I mentioned occasionally that for many years, 30 or so, I belonged to a folk music club in New York City. It was the New York City Folk Music Club. It was called Pinewoods. And we had weekends and weeks and parties and things. And it was a lot of fun. So this song I recorded at a singing. What would happen is someone would start a song, as I start this one, and perhaps no one in the room had ever heard this song before. But these were all singers. So as you moved along, they would find the repeating parts and join in and become the chorus. And you can hear that happening in this song. And I think it adds a lot to the excitement. So I learned this song from Jeff Davis. It's a particularly strange version of Froggy Went A-Courtin'. There are many, many versions of Froggy Went A-Courtin'. This is the one I like, Froggy.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right. Chow Willie, Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right. Chow Willie wee. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right. Sword and a pistol by his side. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door. Chow Willie, he rode up to Miss Mousie's door. Chow Willie wee. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door. He made it rattle and he made it roar. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. Miss Mousie come down and let him in. Chow Willie, Miss Mousie come down and let him in. Chow Willie wee. Miss Mousie come down and let him in. The way they courted it was a sin. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. He took Miss Mousie on his knee. Chow Willie, he took Miss Mousie on his knee. Chow Willie wee. He took Miss Mousie on his knee. He said, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. Without my Uncle Rat's consent. Chow Willie, without my Uncle Rat's consent. Chow Willie wee. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I would not marry the president. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat side. Chow Willie, Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat side. Chow Willie wee. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat side to think his niece would be a bride. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. Where will the wedding supper be? Chow Willie, where will the wedding supper be? Chow Willie wee. Where will the wedding supper be? Down in the holler of an old oak tree. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee. Froggy went a courtin' and he did right. Chow Willie, Froggy went a courtin' and he did right. Chow Willie wee. Froggy went a courtin' and he did right. Sword and a pistol by his side. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee. Chow Willie wee.
Well, that was Froggy, sung by Harry Baia. The next song is what I think of as a classic. It's Jerry Lee Lewis, who has got more rhythm in his voice than any singer I can think of, and also plays the piano kind of wild. And this one is one of his big hits, Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Nothing little wreck is just a great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my nail dance and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my little twin on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Putting this great, it's just great balls of fire.
Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis. In our culture today, whenever anyone feels that someone else is behaving in a way that is shaming or dismissing their culture or a culture that should be respected more, they attack it, and that's called canceling. The next song by Dorothy Shay is called Uncle Fudd. I think it's from the 40s. It started her career as a popular singer. She was known as the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and this was the song that started her career. And I'm sure if someone performed this now, they would be subject to what we call the cancel culture. But it's still a fun song, so try and let that go and enjoy it. Uncle Fudd by Dorothy Shay.
In Tennessee, and I was married when I was 3. My husband couldn't wait for me, 'cause he was 47. My kinfolks up and heading home said I was married far too young, and I must wait till I become a grown-up gal of 7. So I ups and marries my brother-in-law. I didn't have to ask my pa. My ma says, shucks, he ain't your pa. Your pa's your Uncle Fudd. My Uncle Fudd says, no, he warn't. Your cousin Luke is the guilty varmint. They waylaid Ma that night, concerning got relatives in my blood. So that makes my cousin my sister Sue. Darned if we know who is who. My nephew is my uncle too. Just one big happy family. Well, all gets tired of my brother-in-law, so I thought I'd tarry with my nitwit uncle on my nephew's side, my nitwit Uncle Harry. Now he sits around and he whittles wood, he goes a bull, and he does it good. I'd sure marry him if I could, but he's got 6 wives already. There must be something Uncle Harry's got that makes them women hang around a lot. He chased me once and I got caught way down in Tennessee. But that's just the reason I longs to be in the hills of Tennessee with my Uncle Harry. worry, just the news and me. Well, here's a boom, 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 boom.
That was Uncle Fudd by Dorothy Shay. The next song is kind of a wombat. I recorded it live at a concert. It's sung by a friend of mine, Jean Mayer. And she had, I guess, what I think of as the finest voice in our club. And this is an example. However, one of the reasons I play these songs I record myself is not just to capture the voice of the singer, which in this case is beautiful, but also to convey to you, communicate, let you share in what it's like to be sitting in a chorus, a room full of singers, when someone sings a song they can sing along with. And it's an experience I treasure greatly. This is an example. This is The Water Is Wide, sung by Jan Mayer.
The water is wide.
Water is Wide, sung by Jan Mayer. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I hope will reach out and get to you, at least some of them some of the time. And each week I also put in odd things, reading, a story, a poem, a joke, and those things are called wombats. I call them wombats. And coming up now is a wombat. This is a poem by the English poet Rudyard Kipling. And there was a time in England when smuggling was very common. The taxes on anything imported were absurd. So there was a lot of smuggling, and done with the people in the town would help. They weren't against the smugglers, they were on their side. And this poem catches that time. It's called The Smugglers by Rudyard Kipling. There's a song of this too, but I'm going to play you a reading of the poem, The Smugglers.
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds or looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk, laces for a lady, letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the woodlump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine, don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, and they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you meet King George's men dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no call for running out till the house dogs bark. Trusty's here, Pincher's here, see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be give a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson, baccy for the clerk. Them that asks no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
You just heard The Smugglers, a poem by Rudyard Kipling. Next up is Walk the World Now, Children, by Tom Chapin.
Walk, walk. Walk the world now, walk, walk. Walk the world now, walk, walk.
And everybody
walk the world now, walk.
Walk the world now, children.
Walk the world now, walk.
Walk the world now, children.
Walk the world now,
walk. Walk it out with me.
Walk the world now, walk.
Walk the world now, children.
Walk the world now, walk.
Walk the world now, children.
Walk the world now, children.
Walk the world now,
The World Now Children by Tom Chapin. A few years ago, I was at a workshop at the Swannanoa Music Week in Asheville, North Carolina. And in the workshop, each student who wanted to could teach a song. So one of the women taught this song. And the way she taught it was she would sing a verse and then we'd sing it back to her. And that's how we learned the song. So you'll hear that happening. The song is called Death Comes A-Knockin'. So this is a wombat, since I recorded it in the class. Death Comes A-Knockin' being learned by a group of students, including me.
Well, death come a-knockin' on my big front door.
Well, death come a-knockin' on my big front door.
And I said, come on. Wait, sorry. And he said, come on, honey, ain't you ready to go?
And he said, come on, honey, ain't you ready to go?
So I went on down and buckled up my shoes.
So I went on down and buckled up my shoes.
And I moved on down to that Jordan stream.
And I moved on down to that Jordan stream.
And this is the chorus. And I said, hallelujah, dun dun my duty. So I'll do that one more time.
Hallelujah, dun dun my duty.
Got on my traveling shoes.
Got on my traveling shoes.
And then it.
What are the words in that last part, though?
And I said, hallelujah, done my duty.
My duty.
Done my duty.
And done my
traveling shoes. This is a little wordy.
Well, death come a knocking on my big front door, saying, come on, honey, ain't you ready to go? So I went on down and buckled up my shoes. And I moved on down to that Jordan stream and I said, hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes.
Well, death come a knocking on my mama's door saying, come on, mama, ain't you ready to go? And I moved on down to that Jordan stream and I said,
hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes.
Pop up. Well, death come a knocking on
my papa's door
saying, come on, papa, ain't you ready to go? So I went on down and buckled and he moved on down to that Jordan stream and he said,
hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes,
sister. Well, death come a knocking on my sister's door saying, come on, sister, ain't you ready to go? So she went on down and buckled up her shoes. And she moved on down to that Jordan stream and she said,
hallelujah, done done my duty, got on my traveling shoes.
Brother, well, death come a knocking on my brother's door saying, come on, brother, ain't you ready to go? So he went on down and buckled up his shoes. And he moved on down to that Jordan stream and he said,
hallelujah, done done my duty, got off my traveling shoes.
That was Death come a-knocking being learned by a folk music class in Asheville, North Carolina. It must be difficult to be the child, daughter or son of a legend performer, a legendary performer like Johnny Cash. And Roseanne Cash took on that job. She can't ever hope, at least I don't think so, to eclipse her father or be as good as. But so what? The question is, can she be a really good singer? And I think she is. And this is one of the songs that makes me think that. This song is called My Baby Thinks He's a Train. And she gets into it. So this is Roseanne Cash singing My Baby Thinks He's a Train. Just heard My Baby Thinks He's a Train by Roseanne Cash. Well, the next song is potentially controversial. I thought of going into some detail about it. The name of the song is You Might Be Wrong. It's by Paul Thorne. And in addition to having an important message, it's got some great music. But I think this message is one that we all need to hear. And I thought of identifying some of the groups I think need to hear it. But I realized if I did, I'd probably really annoy whichever group I name that says, say, hey, you that think this, keep in mind you might be wrong. But as far as the right and left goes, I'd throw it out equally to both sides of that political coin and tell them they both might be wrong. So here it is, Paul Thorne, You Might Be Wrong. Wrong by Paul Thorne. The next song is an instrumental. It's a fiddle song. The fiddlers are Reese Jones and his wife, Christine Wheeler. I was in a camp with them for a week. I took their class. I went to their concerts, and they performed this song. They are both master fiddlers, probably the best fiddlers I've ever seen live in my life. And together, they just weave magic. Dual fiddles is a high art, and they are masters of that art. This song is called Johnny Buckler, and it hops right along, but see if you can hear the two fiddles going in there. Johnny Buckler by Reese Jones and Christine Wheeler.
There was an old fellow and he went to school and he made his living by driving. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I drove him up to the foot of the hill and I hollered his mule and the mule stood still. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. And back in the mud I stuck my head. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I put my shoulder against the cart and I hollered at the mule, but the mule wouldn't start. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Blacksmith shop and I hollered at the mule and the mule didn't stop. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I asked that fellow to mend my yoke and he hopped to the bellows and pulled up smoking. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. He fixed my yoke and he mend my ring and he never charged me everything. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. And he said, young man, your mules don't die. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Well, if he dies, I'll tan his skin. And if he lives, I'll ride him again. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. Walked on his head from the Seder Street. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I had an old mule and his name was Bill, and I worked him in the heart of the dot on the hill. And what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I rode him to the river, but I couldn't get him in. Hit him in the head with a buckeye lin. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do. I rode him to the river, but I couldn't get across. Hopped on the bullfrog, thought it was a horse. What Johnny Buckle wouldn't do, what Johnny Buckle wouldn't do.
Johnny Buckler by Reese Jones and Christine Wheeler. There's a movie called The Rocky Horror Picture Show, which has quite a following. They showed it at midnight in Greenwich Village every Saturday night for many years, probably still do. And I went once. A lot of the audience dress up for parts in the movie and get up on in front of the stage and dance and do things, and it's quite a show. Fire Island near New York City is famous for its weekend vacations and parties and houses. And I went out once and was invited to a party at a dance house, a house where everybody there for the weekend was a dancer. And while I was there, this song, The Monster Mash, came on. And I was sitting on the couch. Everyone in the room but me got up and began immediately to do this dance. And it just kind of blew my mind. And I'll never forget it. So this is The Monster Mash from The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was working in the lab late eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
good! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster mash good!
That was the Monster Mash, performed by Bobby, Boris Pickett, and the Crypt Kickers. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in oddball things, and I call those things wombats. And tonight was a wombat night. We had three separate wombats. And the last song could almost be classed as a wombat. It's such a strange experience. However, each week I end the show the same way, and now it's time for that. And it's my audience participation time, and I ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.